This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, May 18. Then they understood. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels, who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. After he rose from the dead, Jesus began to prepare his followers for his departure. What was the significance of his life and ministry? What did his resurrection mean? As he showed the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, it's helpful to start with the facts. Jesus is a prophet, powerful in word and deed. But like his disciples, who had hoped for a political savior, we often hope that Jesus will do something for us. We want Christ to make us successful, relieve our loneliness, free us from an uncomfortable situation at work, and more. Jesus is a powerful prophet, but as the ascension shows, he is infinitely more. As he walked alongside two confused followers on the road, Jesus opened the story of the scriptures to them. The Bible tells the epic story of our rescue from sin by God's power. We deserve death and eternal condemnation, but God has saved us through the work of Jesus. Many people today have the basic facts about Jesus, but we are still learning to put together the larger story. As we follow Jesus in this world, we need more than just earthly comfort. We need to understand God's plan to rescue sinners, to rescue us and others. We also need to understand his love for the world. May our hearts burn within us as we seek to understand the glory of Jesus for our living each day. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, show us the glory of the ascended Jesus. Open the scriptures to us so that we understand his saving work. In his saving name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.